Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, I'm Amy Upright. This is Killjoy. And today, I'd like to talk to you about a painting. It's a watercolor on a piece of white printer paper. The paint has been applied by an unpracticed hand, and the colors run together to create the mottled brown of a bruise, the gray of oxidized ham, and the muddied purple of a broken vein. It depicts a dog. A spaniel holding a daisy in a hand that I would describe as alarmingly human. And get this, it recently sold for 18,000 New Zealand dollars at auction. The painter? Gary Ford, a man currently in prison for murdering his wife. When I heard about this, I was shocked. I imagine that you might be shocked too. Were you? Me for sure. I certainly was. But these paintings, shocking or not, may offer us a real opportunity to understand more about Gary. Do they reveal something of his inner psyche? Killjoy, Episode 4. Top Dog, Bottom Dog. I'm in the office of Peony Faust, a criminal psychologist who works in New Zealand's only city. Auckland.
Is it all right if I record this conversation?
Oh, if it's okay, I'd prefer if you just took notes. I don't really want to be quoted directly.
Oh, yeah, sure. I won't record any of this.
Isn't that a recorder?
That? No. It's a vape. An electronic cigarette. Look.
I'm sorry. You can't vape in here either.
Okay. Yeah. No, that's fine. I'll leave it on the table. So I'm going to show you some paintings by a person, and I'd like you to tell me what they say about his mental state.
Okay. Oh, dear.
Yeah, you seem shocked.
It's just... What is it supposed to be?
A dog. A spaniel.
It's not very good, is it? Sorry, that was rude.
Do you see anything that might tell us more about his psychic makeup? You know, his feelings, his desires?
Well, you can't really say anything about that just by looking at a picture. And anyway, Amy, it wouldn't be appropriate or ethical for me to just speculate wildly about someone's mental health when I haven't seen them in a clinical setting.
Well, all right. The man that painted these pictures is in prison for murdering his wife.
That's horrible.
Yeah, it is horrible.
That's really horrible, Amy.
Yeah, and?
What?
Are these paintings the product of a troubled mind? You know, do the, like, brush strokes suggest aggression? These purples, they're disturbing. They remind me of bruises.
I'm really sorry, but I don't think that I can help you with this.
Okay, well, thank you for meeting up with me anyway.
Don't forget your vape machine.
Oh, yeah, of course. Better not forget that.
Peony Faust may not have been able to help me, but I did get the sense that my visit had disturbed her somehow. But I'm convinced that it was actually the paintings that made her uncomfortable.
Hello.
I had questions for Gary about his work. I called him from Auckland.
It's not always spaniels or, you know, even dogs. I've done some cats and I did a few self-portraits. But I do like a spaniel. Yeah, it's probably the ears.
I guess what I'm interested in is what you're trying to say with your paintings.
You can't say anything with paintings. They're different from words.
Right. Your paintings have been collected by some pretty important art institutions. Do you think that this has anything to do with your
situation?
What, because I'm in jail for murder? Because no one could possibly enjoy my work for what it is? No. Look, I don't know. What does this have to do with your podcast anyway?
The audience needs to understand you. They can't...
No, but it's radio, Amy. They can't see the pictures.
And that's why I have to understand so I can tell them what to think.
What?
Gary's reluctance to let me in did speak to a kind of artistic passion. And yet, I couldn't quite believe that people were interested in these paintings purely for their creative merits. Thinking back to my conversation with criminal psychologist Peony Faust, I did agree that Gary's paintings weren't very good. So what did the art world see in them?
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's
so
great.
In this space, we have all our work by... This is all work mm-hmm. by emerging artists. So.
I traveled to where Gary's work was first displayed, a private gallery in the Auckland suburb of Gray Lynn. There, I spoke to gallerist Gerald for Zachary.
Is that blood or something? Like, what is that?
It is blood, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
the painting on show, which has a list price of over $30,000, depicts another spaniel. This time, the dog is wearing a tuxedo and top hat. A caption scrawled along the bottom of the page in ballpoint pen reads, "I'm top dog." Did Gary see himself as the top dog?
Why did you decide to include Gary's work in a show?
Well, there are many reasons, but the main one is because he's a murderer.
But surely you'd see something in his paintings, you know, a sensitivity, a barely concealed rage.
Oh, no, not really, but I remember reading about it in the papers at the time. You know, there's really not even the smallest whiff of innocence there. He's, you know, he's so obviously guilty, and I think that makes his work really interesting.
And who is the top dog?
Wow, what an interesting question. You know, I suppose in this gallery, I am top dog. But in the world outside, you know, I couldn't really say.
Is there, do you think, a bottom dog?
What is bottom dog?
An upside down top dog. What's a bottom dog? I've confused myself.
It is an interesting question, though, isn't it? The top dog is the antithesis or inversion of a bottom dog. Cats at war, ceaseless violence.
The trip to Auckland over, I began the drive back to Sharon's Valley. I popped on some of my favorite road trip music and settled into the seat of my rental car. And while I drove, I thought. And while I thought, I wondered. I had thought that Gary's paintings and his success as an artist might have helped me see the truth about this case more clearly. But in truth, nobody I spoke to saw anything. Nothing. On the next episode of Killjoy.
Leave Sharon's belly right now!
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.